By As We Grow Child Care and Learning Center, located at 451 Bell Boulevard, Suite E in Richmond, Virginia, 23224. Owned and operated by Sherelle Hurt, 2010 5th District School Board candidate and founder of the nonprofit organization, RAIN, which means reaching every individual in guidance and nurturing. As We Grow Child Care and Learning Center has flexible and extended hours, 6:30 a.m. through 10:30 p.m. They also have a Saturday schedule. They have knowledgeable and caring staff, a multi-child discount, and scholarship programs. They provide transportation and potty training. They have reasonable prices, and they also help with assistance through Department of Social Services. As We Grow Child Care and Learning Center is an equal opportunity employer, and they specialize in excellence and in supporting your child in their development. For more information, check out As We Grow Child Care and Learning Center at 804-233-4116. Again, that is 804-233-4116. As We Grow Child Care and Learning Center, the best option in the city of Richmond.
To the Gap 2 Diva, the plus size showstopper, and you are tuned in to Gap 2 Diva Radio, the baddest creative motivation on this side of the universe, where we provide you with nothing but 100% WTF and OMGs with some inspiration and motivation for you as well. I'm accompanied by none other than my fantastic co-host, Bouye Villa. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Okay, that's as much energy as you're going to bring to this conversation.
I'm sorry. I got allergies and everything that's killing me right now. So you got to bear with me tonight.
What do you mean you got allergies and everything that's killing you? What's going on?
What you mean what's going on? I got allergies. I got all this pollen going on. What you mean?
I don't understand. You got allergies and pollen. Where's the pollen coming from?
The pollen's coming from outside. Don't you see on all our cars and things like that? Thank God for the rain today.
It rained today?
Yeah. Where
I must have been in the office working.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry that you're sick. I really would like you to get better. We're trying to have a good show tonight, and you're being a little lame right now.
We will have a great show tonight.
Okay, that's great. Well, you told me you had some sports news tonight. You don't have any sports news anymore?
Not at this moment. I got to get more details on that.
Okay. Well, today we have a great show. We got Patricia V. Davis, the author of Diva Doctrine, 16 Universal Principles Every Woman Needs to Know. She is also founder and editor-in-chief of the nonpartisan HS Radio, e-magazine, and podcast. And she says she loves encouraging new writers and interviewing other Renaissance people. She is also the author of the award-winning Harlot Sauce, a memoir of food, family, love, loss, and grief. And I'm excited because this is going to be a great show for women to get some information about how they can be divas or maintain their diva-ness or divification. If I just go ahead and make up my own words. And the Diva Doctrine is an extension of the guidance and support that she eventually hopes to give to a lot of women. On top of that, we have Marissa Harris, founder of Fashions Around the World, proud wife and mother of three. She's a member of the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance and the Survivor Caucus. She's supposed to call in sometime today to promote her event that's going down this Saturday, April 16th, Fashions Around the World, benefiting. It's a New Day Transitional Services. It's going down at the Cultural Center of India at 6641 Iron Bridge Parkway in Chester, Virginia. Among the most notable groups of the state that's going to be there is going to be the Asian American Society of Central Virginia. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for children and $25 at the door. And again, this is Fashions Around the World. This is a great fashion show. Gaps with Diva Radio and GapsWithDiva.com will be in the building. And this event is benefiting. It's a New Day Transitional Services. So when Ms. Harris, Marissa Harris, gets a chance, she's going to give us a call and promote that event and tell us about the New Day Transitional Services and about how she got started doing Fashions Around the World. To back up just a little bit, tomorrow, April 13th, it's a Lost Curly Hair Meetup. It's going down at the Lost Richmond West, 3939 Duckling Drive, brought to you by Anjali Moon. If you guys don't know her, you need to, because she is the owner of the famous spot that everyone loves that's around the corner from me, and that is Kuroka Spot. Anjali Moon invited us, GapsToDiva.com, to come to this event. This is the first ever. This is a free event. It's the Lost Curly Hair Meetup. And this event is dedicated to those individuals who love natural hair or who rock natural hair or who just support being natural for the cause. So we're going to be there tomorrow, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. On Sunday, April 17th, we're going to be at the Spring by the Bing craft show. Now, I was there last year. You guys, if you haven't seen it, are we calling Ms. Harris? Okay. Let me finish my sentence before you give me information. If you guys haven't seen the video on YouTube, go to my YouTube page. That's youtube.com/GapsToDiva and check out the Spring by the Bing video from last year. And this event is brought to you by the Richmond Craft Mafia. It's going down at Plant 00 East 4th Street, Richmond, Virginia. It's a free event, and it's going to be at 5 p.m. on Sunday. I'm telling you, it's not doing anything after church Sunday. This is the place to be. You can also pick up some crafts or some gift ideas from some of the crafters there. They have some phenomenal stuff. And I'm telling you, when I go to shows like this, I'm so inspired. So for all you individuals who make your own jewelry or pottery, or if you craft something out of, I don't know, records like Ms. Dawn Anderson, then go ahead and go to Plant Zero. Get some inspiration. Network with other people who are like-minded individuals such as yourself, and just buy something. Because I promise you, if you buy something, no one will ever complain that their gift, they seen somewhere else. I promise you. So that's going to be at 5 o'clock on Sunday the 17th. I can't wait. Before we call Ms. Marissa Harris, because apparently she's not calling in, we're calling her. I'm going to go ahead and get into some new music by Diallo Moss. He sent me some new music. This new track called Love is Love. I'm so excited because Diallo Moss is like one of the most prominent individuals when it comes to music in Richmond, Virginia. He's been doing it for years. He's a veteran in the game. So when he comes out with new tracks, I really want you guys to check it out and listen. And for all you artists out there, whether you've been on my show before or not, or you're planning on being on my show, or maybe you just want to promote your music to a national audience, go ahead and send your music to me. Go to GapsToDiva.com and go under booking inquiries and submit your music or submit your information, and we'll get in contact with you as soon as possible. If you have any questions or comments, or you just want to weigh in on the music or our today's guest, then give us a call, 1-646-378-0442. Again, that's 1-646-378-0442. You are tuning to Gaps with Diva Radio. Let's go ahead and play Diallo Moss, Love is Love.
Hey, yo, I love to love, and I love to be loved. When I speak it, my children are first who I think of. That's me, that's Sheila, and Lil' Lee, my man and me. When they see me, I'm making sure they see plenty in me. And that's great to to the point. From the bottom of my heart, that's straight to the point. Like the bottom of a heart, drawing happy faces, angels, roses, and hearts. That's how I see some people really expressing through art. It can never be torn apart. It might get bruised up, but not broken. That's what I call tough love. It can make you go, put you through things, I guess it's some type of voodoo licking. Put you through pain, sometimes it can do it to you. But if you seek that power, it got the force to move you. And I love everybody, you ain't gotta love me back. Cause the big picture, God's gonna love me for that, and that's real.
Love is love, love is really what's up. Cause only when we come together can we rise above. Let's share the wealth so we can all have more. Help others if you can help, we spread love, not war. Love is love, love is really what's up. It's only when we come together can we rise above. Let's spread the wealth so we can all be blessed. And we can manifest love, peace, and happiness. Love is love, man, and love is life. Love is good, love is all that's right. Love can never be wrong, cause it's the truth. Whether or not that's something that you used to, love powers everything that we do. Like it or not, as it pertains to you, just gotta let love do what it do. It's like a test, love is lessons passed down to you. Love is the lyrics that I spit in this group. And that's the message that I'm spreading to you. A statement of acceptance without expectation of patience. Also the energy you procreate. And therefore it must be sacred. One of the few things in this world that can never be bought, sold, or taken. The way to achieve true greatness. And the strength to meet the untold challenges of life that we face. When it's love, then we'll be mistaken. We gotta learn to love each other so we all can awaken. Love is love, love is really what's up. Cause only when we come together can we rise above. Let's share the wealth so we can all have more. Help others and do for self. We spread love, not war. Love is love, love is really what's up. It's only when we come together can we rise above. Let's spread the wealth so we can all be blessed. And we can manifest love, peace, and happiness.
Yeah, so when it comes to enemies, I don't think I have none. When it comes to having beef, I don't think I have one. I love the fact that I ain't really gotta watch my back. But I still stay alert, cause close ones can't attack. I learned to love, and I thank my parents for that. And I thank the yellow man, cause I love this track. See, haters always stay depressed. I agree, said it best. Real love only brings happiness, God bless.
Love is love, love is really what's up. Cause only when we come together can we rise above. Let's share the wealth so we can all have more. Help others and do for self, we spread love, not war. Love is love, love is really what's up. It's only when we come together can we rise above. Let's spread the wealth so we can all be blessed. And we can manifest love, peace, and happiness.
Okay, so that was Diallo Moss with Love is Love. Y'all heard it on Gospel Diva Radio. Now we're going to go ahead and get into calling Miss Marisa Harris so that we can find out more about this week's, this Saturday's event, Fashions Around the World. You sure y'all have any sports news or anything like that really quick before we get into anything else?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all the top three teams for the East, which is going to be number one, the Bulls. Number two is going to be Miami Heat, and yeah, those Celtics, they fell down to number three. So that's what it is for the East. I'm going to have the rest of the information by Thursday show, so y'all tune in Thursday so I can tell y'all what's going on. Because the playoffs start this weekend. Down the West, they got a couple of more games to play, so their stats is not nothing. They're not in yet. I said the only thing that's a for sure thing is that those Lakers will not be a number one team. They're going to be a number three. The Spurs, they're going to be number one team in the West. So all them Lakers fans, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's go ahead and get Miss Harris on the line.
Why are you laughing?
Because that was just the saddest situation, that one. Hello? Hi, is this Miss Harris?
Yes, this is she. How are you?
I'm fine. You on Gospel Diva Radio. How are you? Oh, we're fantastic. Now, we're excited about this Saturday's event, Fashions Around the World. We wanted to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners exactly what this event is all about and how you got started in it.
This event is about bringing different communities together such as the Asian community, the African community, Latinos, all of us getting together and making the community aware of domestic violence and how we can work together to stop domestic violence in our own individual communities, but as well as around the world.
Okay, fantastic. Now, what can we look forward to seeing when we get there?
When you get there, you will see different countries represented. Like we have the Latinos coming out from the Richmond and Chesterfield Hispanic liaisons. They'll be doing Mexican traditional Mexican dance. You will see the Chinese organization. They're doing a traditional peacock dance. You see them in their pretty native attires and wonderful colors. It is just such an event. This is our second annual event that we've had. And the food, we have the food prepared by the Nile, which is Ethiopian-style food. You have Filipino-style food, which is by Merz's Kitchen. So it's a great event. You have different vendors coming out. We have True Obsession. You will have different people out there with their own products to sell. Just a great event. It's the Saturday on the 16th at 4 o'clock.
Okay, great. Well, we're looking forward to it. And if anyone wants to purchase tickets, where would they go?
They go to purchase tickets, and they would go to our website, which is www.itsanewday.org. That's itsanewday.org. Or they can purchase them at Main Street Spa, which is at 5th and Main. Or they can contact me at 804-641-5224. And the show is at the Culture Center of India, April the 16th, which is this Saturday. Doors open at 3. The show starts at 4 o'clock.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ms. Harris. We are so looking forward to attending this event. And I will make sure that everyone gets some fantastic photos and footage when we're done.
Yes, thank you so much. And like I said, the public, come on out and support it. Domestic violence is a serious issue, and we need to let our learned ladies know that love does not hurt.
That's right. That's right. Definitely. Well, thank you. Have a great night, Ms. Harris.
Thank you. You too, Dan. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody. So that was Ms. Harris from Fashions Around the World event. This is going down. Now, she is the founder of Fashions Around the World, and she's also a member of the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance and the Survivor Caucus. And like she said, it's going down at the Culture Center of India. There are going to be tickets available. If you haven't gotten your tickets already, go ahead and purchase them at itsanewday.org, or you can go to Main Street Spa. Now, if you go to Main Street Spa, make sure you get a pedicure and say hi to Ms. Barner from me. But go ahead and get those tickets and come out this Saturday and support this cause. Itsanewday.org. And all the benefits are going to It's a New Day Transitional Services. So thank you so much, Ms. Harris, for coming on the show. Really appreciate that. All right, so we got a caller online, too. Let's find out who this is and what do they have to say. What's up, y'all? We got through Diva Radio. Hello, 804-243. Oh, they hung up. It's okay. Don't be scared. You can say something. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed that song from Diallo Moss. Life is life. Love is love. I'm sorry. Love is love. Check him out, DialloBeats.com. Really fantastic artist. Just real humble, has a great personality. And everything that he does is for a purpose. He's not one of those artists that's just doing it because he wants the girls and the jewelry and the cars and stuff like that. He really, really has a purpose and has a message behind his music. On top of that, I love the fact that he includes his kids in his work, which...
Yeah, that's real cool.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so I'm not going to make y'all wait any further. We want to go ahead and get into... the interview with Patricia V. Davis. She is the author of the Diva Doctrine, 16 Universal Principles Every Woman Needs to Know. I don't know how many of you out there have had problems or concerns with your own self-esteem or other people being affected with your level of self-esteem. I, for one, don't like to worry about what people think about me because that's none of my business. But at the same time, we're all human, and sometimes we are affected by what goes on outside of us and our own lives. So I hope that Ms. Davis can get on here and give, you know, our listeners the opportunity to learn something about what will be the principles will make a successful woman. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Well, basically, I love a confident woman. That's one thing. I mean, a woman that can hold her own ground, she don't really want anything from a man but affection and love. That's a beautiful thing. And she, I mean, just holding her own ground. That's
she
awesome.
Doesn't need a man.
She don't need it her. Let me get this straight. A man does not make her.
Exactly.
Nor defines her.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Let's go ahead and let Ms. Davis speak on it.
Yeah. See, Ms. Davis got to see that. She's probably gonna take my line though.
I hope this is right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Patricia Davis?
That's right.
Welcome to Gaps of Diva Radio.
Thank you.
Now, first off, reading your bio, you've done really well for yourself. I mean, you've already had an award-winning book, Hot It Sauce, a memoir of food, family, love, loss, and grief. And now you're out with the Diva Doctor, 16 Universal Principles Every Woman Needs to Know.
Right.
First off, Ms. Davis, let's start from the beginning. What made you write this book?
Which one, the Diva?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the Diva, I wrote the Diva because of a young girl that was on my blog, and she was talking about all kinds of things that I now know at my age young women really shouldn't be worrying about. And so I wrote her a letter, and I told her about 16 things that I knew now that I was over 40 that if she knew them when she was 20 would save her a lot of time. And that blog post, it just went viral. It was all over the place. And so that led a literary agent to approach me and ask me if I would like to write a book, and so I did.
Okay. So what, in your definition, is a diva?
Ah, well, you see, I don't know what a gap-tooth diva is. But I know that a diva in my book is a woman who is strong, brave, true, passionate, and compassionate. She's a woman who believes in herself, a woman who's strong, and a woman who knows what she wants and goes out there to get it. Is that like
okay.
a gap tooth, Diva?
Yes, the only difference is the lady that you're referring to has a gap. So,
okay. Well, I think a gap might actually be better.
Yes, it sets me apart from all the other divas.
Yeah.
Exactly. You bet. That's what you want, individuality.
Exactly. Now, so you gave her... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, believe it or not, I wrote that in my book, too, that you should, you know, believe in your own beauty and things that other people or you think are a fault are not necessarily a fault. They can be your trademark, your beauty statement that makes you stand out. So I think
that's
a gap
exactly.
tooth definitely qualifies, yeah.
That's exactly where I was going with that.
Wow.
I personally grew up hearing and thinking that there was a problem, that there was a flaw that I should be ashamed of and that I should hide or that I should rectify at some point. And it took me embracing myself to realize that this is not a flaw. God doesn't make mistakes, and he definitely doesn't make junk.
Right.
So
exactly.
Why not embrace it? So the definition that you gave for a diva, that's exactly the type of thing that type of traits and qualities that we try to live by. When it comes to gaps to diva, just be yourself, have some confidence, be strong, and have integrity at all times.
That sounds great. That sounds really wonderful. You should be proud of yourself for doing that. I think it's terrific. It makes you a great role model, too, so good for you.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you. Now, okay, speaking of role models, now, you wrote back to the young lady, and all of a sudden, this post that you did, it got viral. Now, what were the responses that you were getting for it to be considered viral?
Well, what happened was people started posting it all over their own blogs. And people contacted me. First of all, it got over 250 responses. Then people started contacting me and asked me if I could translate it into different languages. All kinds of people posted it on their blogs, all kinds of women. There was even one, some transvestite blogs posted it because they thought it was so profound. It was just one of those things, you know. I don't know why. It just hit a nerve, and a lot of people seem to really be into it.
Okay, well, give us some examples of some of the things that you told the young lady that you think that our listeners can benefit from hearing.
Okay, well, here's one. The only thing you should be faking is confidence.
Now, when you say that, what do you mean?
What I mean by that is that, you know, that you know how they talk about women faking it, you know, and
uh-huh.
let's say, you know, you're, okay, so the only thing that you should fake is confidence. If you don't have confidence yet, you should pretend that you do. You should pretend you're not scared. You should pretend you're not nervous. You should pretend that you can do it. And after a while, the pretend part disappears, and you really do have the confidence you need just by pretending it to start. So that's the only thing you should be faking is confidence, nothing else.
Wow, wow. Now, do you find that a lot of people that you come across, they're lacking confidence and just don't know how to obtain it?
I find men and women both are lacking confidence, but, you know, because I'm female, I guess I see it more in young women, and I guess when I was a young woman, I was not very confident, and that's why that girl, when I was writing to her, it just kind of hit a nerve with me. I just thought, she's worried about stuff that she shouldn't be worried about. And, yeah, you do. You find it with men as well, without a doubt.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned earlier that you were basically telling her about how the things that you know at 40, you would have benefited from knowing if you were in your 20s. Now, as someone in my 20s as well, I really want to know what type of things are those? And is it really an age thing, or is it really just experience, a life experience thing?
Yeah, I want to know, too.
You want to know, too? Okay. Well, I think so far it looks to me like it's an age thing. It has to do, I think when we're little girls, we're really confident. And then once we start to, you know, notice the opposite sex, or we find someone attractive, all of a sudden all this self-consciousness comes in, all this self-doubt. We start comparing ourselves to other women. We think we're too fat. We think we're too thin. We think we're not enough. And that just comes from, I think, the first time that our attraction to the opposite sex or to just anyone hits us. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you think that, I mean, of course, television and movies and stuff, they play a big role.
Magazines
play a big role on women being self-conscious.
They absolutely do. Excuse me. Yeah, they absolutely do. The fashion industry is a big problem. You know, they teach women that we have to be really thin and stuff like that. And I just think it's causes young girls, once you get older, you realize that, you know, hey, I didn't have to feel this way. And by that time, it's kind of late. You're already older, and you've missed out on some of the best years of your life because you've worried so much about things that you really shouldn't have worried about.
Okay. Now, as someone who considers herself a frugalistic fashionista, like to keep up to par with the latest trends and styles, I like to encourage people to always look through magazines, especially when they're in line at the grocery store. If you don't want to buy it, that's the best time to read a magazine is at the line at the grocery store.
Yeah.
But anyway, I try to tell people that, to read magazines and, you know, get an idea of what's hot right now and what's trendy. Now, how do you suggest a woman how would you suggest that a woman go and find out what's trendy and what style is right now without getting absorbed in size and weight and body structure? Because it's two different things. You go and you look at the styles and the fashions, but you don't try to look like the women wearing the clothes or the items. You try to make it match with your body type. How do you suggest women do that?
I think that's really great. I think that your point is really great, and I think I'm going to have to revise my book and say that not all, if you're in your 20s, I think you're a really smart girl. Because what I wanted to say is when you look at people like Jennifer Lopez or Kim Kardashian or Scarlett Johansson, those girls are not trying to look like anybody else but themselves. They're not worried that, you know, somebody else is thinner. And you take Jennifer Lopez, for example. She basically, I actually mention this in my book. I mention her by name because she basically has what other people would say was a large backside. And she doesn't think it's large. She thinks it's perfect. She loves it, and because she loves it, everybody else loves it too. And I wish that women, when they looked in magazines and stuff, I really do wish that they would say, that's going to look nice on me. They should know their own body type. They should try to look just like themselves. Yeah, definitely you want to be trendy and fashionable. Why not? But you should also not wear something that looks nice on, I don't know, say somebody who's really tall and thin. If you're not tall and thin, you should wear what looks good on you and just love you for who you are rather than trying to, you know, make a carbon copy of somebody else.
Wow. It's so funny that you say that because, I mean, I definitely advocate for those women who take what they already have and just own it, make it the best that it can possibly be.
Exactly. You want to work it. You want to work it.
Now, it's a joke.
Without a doubt.
It's a joke I always say that I always tell people. If you're a one-legged woman, you're supposed to be the flyest, baddest one-legged woman in the room. You know, you own it. And then everybody's going to be like, well, if I had one leg, I want to be like her, you know? And that's the same thing I do with Gap 2 Diva. It's like no one is going to rock it as much as better than I can. So I just try to go hard with it. And that's exactly what it seems like you're putting in your book, is that even if you have a large backside or you a little curvier than everyone else, you're supposed to make those people who have that same attribute and have been self-conscious about it feel like, okay, I can work this. I can make this happen.
And not only that, it gets women to the point. There are some women who are so good at that that start wishing, I wish I had Jennifer Lopez's butt, or I wish I was I wish I had a gap tooth, because they make it. You have these things like they work them so well because they just they know that they're beautiful and they are, but. Unfortunately, some don't feel that way. So it's really good that you're telling them. I think it's really good.
Now, have you gotten any negative responses from your book at all?
Well, so far, no. My book, actually, it won't come out until the 8th of May, and we're doing a diva tour. We're going to be all over the United States. You know, what we're doing is we're appearing at different places, and women are going to show up dressed as divas, and they can win a prize if they show up dressed as a diva. And I really don't know. So far, the response, the reviews have been positive. I'm sure there's going to be something that somebody doesn't like, but, you know, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
It's so funny when you said dress as divas. I'm like, that's every day. That's every
day. Oh, really?
You will not
have
my pants. Not me. Okay, well, what's the ultimate goal with the Diva Doctrine? I mean, are you trying to make this like the go-to book mothers are handing their daughters when they go off to college? Or is this the book that I should get at my bar mitzvah? I mean, what is your goal with this book?
I think the goal with the book is because I think older women can also benefit from it. And there is the chapter the last chapter that actually is directed at older women. I think it's basically, I really would like to see women unite in a way, and I think that's part of the goal. I think I'd like it to be a voice to those girls who don't have a role model and they don't have, you know, an older sister or a mom or somebody to guide them and teach them what's right. I think that's what I'd like to see. I think I'd also like to see older women read it who haven't yet figured it out yet, and hopefully it will give them some benefits too.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's so funny. I was getting ready to mention that because, like I said, you know, in my 20s, I have experienced a lot of, I want to call it shade, or like women in their 40s and up, in my experience, from what I've been going through since 19 years old, have not always been open arms and embracing of a younger woman being around, especially like in the office environment or where we're in close quarters a lot, where you're working with a lot of women or you're around a lot of women. And most of the time, instead of doing what you're doing, which is giving constructive criticism and giving great advice, they tend to want to say, you know, young people are so stupid, and young people don't know this, and they're so irresponsible, and just basically generalizing every person under the age of 30. So I
think you're right.
I want to say thank you, because I think we could benefit from something like that, not just women in their 20s, but all ages could benefit from it. Because you wouldn't believe some of the women that I come across. They're not hating on 20-year-olds, or they're not resentful towards 20-year-olds. They basically kind of envious, but they just don't know how to channel it, because some of them see us being more outspoken, more confident, more more ambitious than they were able to be back in the day, because they didn't have those opportunities and the luxuries that we have now. So instead of telling us the right way and teaching us, they tend to try to block you and, you know, make it hard for you. So
they,
I appreciate
they
you.
Do.
Yeah, I
completely agree with you. Completely. They definitely
now,
do. They definitely do. There's I had in the book, there's a woman, I asked her about this. I said, why don't women help each other more? And she said it's because of the way it's, you know, our old brain going back from the caveman days, women had to compete with each other to get the man who was the strongest. So because he's the guy who would go out there and be able to, I don't know, kill the dinosaurs and protect the children. And so we really were in competition with one another. And every time a woman doesn't feel confident or she doesn't feel happy with herself, she goes back to that old brain, and she starts to blame other women, and she sees them as competition. So older women a lot of older women do see a smart, savvy, go-to-it younger girl as competition. And I guess, you know, the women I hang around with, we just don't. We don't see them that way, but a lot of them do. You're right. I agree.
Wow. Now, as someone who would want to learn something from, you know, from a woman of your age, I feel that, you know, it's sad that we can't come across more older women who are willing to sit down with a young lady and teach her something, or give her some knowledge, or school her on how to be a lady and how to conduct yourself and how to overcome these obstacles at a young age where you're not resentful and upset in the future. Now, what are some of your peers saying about the book that you have out, or that you're getting ready to have out?
Well, first of all, I want to say, just call me anytime. If you need any advice or you want somebody to talk to, you can call me anytime. The other part is we don't really have a very good connection, so I didn't really hear that last question. So if you want to repeat it, I can possibly answer.
You said that a lot of the women that you hang with, they don't have that mentality. They're more supportive of young women. And I was wondering, what did they have to say about the diva doctrine? Or did you even tell them that the book is getting ready to come out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, most of us, that's that's part of being in the diva club. You know, anybody can be a diva. Anybody mm-hmm. can join us and be a diva, but you really do, part of it is looking out for your friends and helping them and feeling happy when something good happens to them. So I would have to say that all the women I know are really supportive and enthusiastic about this book, and they can't wait. You know, they're looking forward to it coming out. So.
Wow. Now, do you have any advice for any young women who may not have a support system or may not want to wait until your book come out? They need some advice right now from a non-judgmental, uncriticizing veteran in the game of divadom.
Wow, she just created
I'll tell you what, I would say, you know, I do have a blog, and the blog, I mean, this is even for women who, let's say, can't go out and buy the book for whatever reason. I have a blog, and there's a lot of advice on it to women. There's lots of different organizations that girls can join and get involved in, and, you know, they really should. They really do need... Women do need role models, and if they're not getting it, if they're not getting it from their teachers, and they're not getting it from, you know, their parents or their older sisters or whatever, they should definitely go out there and find those organizations where there is support for women, because there is, but you just have to look for it.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned earlier that you wish that more women would collaborate and support one another. How do you think that we should go about doing that?
For starters, if you stop comparing yourself, you know, this is what women do. People in general do this. We compare our inside to somebody else's outside. You know, we'll look at somebody and we only see that person from the outside. We don't know what insecurities that person has or what they're afraid of. We just think they look confident. You know, lots of times people will even say that to me, oh, you look so confident. Well, I'm the one who said you should fake confidence, which means that sometimes I am also faking confidence. I also have things that, you know, I'm unsure of and insecure of. And so the first thing I think women need to do is, instead of looking at another woman as an enemy or as some sort of a competition, you should just find the good part of yourself to be with women who you can role model, be with women who are doing things that you want to do so they can inspire you, so you can just learn from them. Cheer them on when something good happens to them rather than be jealous of it. I think that if you can start doing that, you're already going to be in a far better place than some of our other non-diva girls that are around.
Okay. For all of non-divas, we are trying to convert you.
Yes.
Now, so what's the plan after the book drops? I know that you're doing the Diva Tour right now, but after the book drops, what can we expect? What else can we expect from you?
I don't know. You know, it depends on what happens after that. When you write a book, it takes a lot of your time. Not just the writing of it, but actually the marketing of it. So I will be on a Diva Tour until late July. And after that, I'm hoping that I'm just going to get right back to it and write something else.
Okay. And you're also the editor-in-chief of HS Radio. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. That is a nonpartisan podcast and a magazine, which I started pretty much for the same reason. Number one, because I was just sick and tired of people fighting all the time, you know, the left wing, the right wing. I just wanted an organization where people could express their opinions using only facts and not shout at the other guy just because the other guy didn't agree with him, you know, which seems to be the thing that everybody's been doing these days. And I like to interview, just like you, I guess, I like to interview inspiring people. And on my podcast, I've interviewed some really, really inspiring men and women, people who make you feel good about the things that they've done and make you feel good to be alive. And I I enjoy that. And we've got a lot of writers on there who submit all different kinds of writing, and they're from different parts of the world, which is really cool. We've got people that have submitted from as far away as Australia. And
wow.
It's just a great magazine. Because of the internet, we get to talk to each other on Skype, and we feel like we're really friends, even though we've never met in many cases. So I love it. Just a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm really excited about the Diva Doctrine. I think that more women should be providing advice for a younger generation because of the fact that we're being basically overdosed on media and skinny and, like, blonde and light is right, and it's just crazy.
Uh-huh.
That I think that everyone should be able to pick up something like this and gain something from it. And not only young women, but older women, too, who may not have had the opportunity to have someone just sit them down and tell them the truth and what it is. So I want to say,
well,
Patricia Davis,
I have to
you.
Actually say that I think it. I've seen clips of your show, and I actually think you're doing a terrific job, and you actually started doing it a lot younger than I did, so I really think, you know, you're the top diva here, girl.
She's blushing.
I am blushing. I am. Thank you.
Just keep doing it, because it's very inspiring. It's really nice to see it, and I'm really, really happy that you asked me to be on the show. I'm really proud of it, because it's a great show.
You know what? I'm proud that you said that, and I'm thankful that you said that. I'm proud to have you on the show. But see, I want my listeners to understand that this is an example of exactly what we're talking about. Miss Davis has her own radio show. Miss Davis has a book out. She's doing big things, and instead of, you know, you should be grateful I'm on your show, little girl. She's giving me a compliment. So, you know, that's the type of support that we should have, you know, and I really appreciate you explaining that just now. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to hear more updates about what you have going on. If anything changes, you make another book or anything, please let us know so we can have you back on the show. It has been a delight.
Thank you so much.
I will do. All right. Well, keep in touch. And do you have a Twitter, by the way? Because I want everybody to make sure they follow you and make sure they get updates from you directly.
Okay. Well, I'm on Facebook, and my blog is patriciasopinion.com, and my website is patriciavdavis.com, V like Victor.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody follow her, friend her on Facebook, and also check out her blog. I'm going to check it out real soon so I can get some advice from her blog directly. and I will be putting her blog link on my website so everybody can get more information. Thank you again, Ms. Davis. You have a great night. Keep in touch.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Bye. All right, everybody, so that was Patricia Z. Davis, author of The Diva Doctrine, 16 Universal Principles Every Woman Should Know. Every woman needs to know. I'm sorry. This is going to be a great book, but I really want to make sure that you guys understand that she is giving advice not only to younger generations, but
her own generation,
to her own peers.
Yeah.
We as women really need to stop cutting our eyes at each other, hating on each other, saying things like she thinks she's all that. That's the stupidest comment I've ever heard of in my life. We need to stop doing that. We need to stop supporting each other and basically giving advice. I know for myself, I personally don't have a lot of female friends, and I have a hard time trusting women based on the fact of all my experiences, whether it was a woman my age or a woman the same age as me. A lot of women don't like to see other women succeed. They don't like to see other women show ambition or pursue anything that they themselves have not pursued. So I have a hard time, and I deal with my relationships with women with a long-handled spoon, because although we have all the possibilities right there in our hands, although we are capable of running the world, we are the most manipulating, the most contradicting.
We are recording this.
The most vindictive individuals in the world. Yes, I'm saying it. Women are. We are capable of doing some 007 assassinate you and you didn't even know it was coming type of stuff. But if we channel all that energy into positivity, do you know what we could be capable of? Do you know what kind of things could change? I'm under the belief if women stop hating on each other, we could possibly take over this world, take over the country, take over the universe, and everything will be fine. Men will walk around in Calvin Klein briefs. Everybody will have six-pack abs. Everybody will be sexy. It will be no such thing as pants hanging below the knees or hanging down your butt or cornrows. Who invented cornrows?
I don't know.
Men should stop doing that to themselves. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is women, we really need to support each other. We really need to look within ourselves, find out what we're insecure about, and fix it. Fix it so we can stop attacking each other. I know women who are mad because they're lonely, mad because they don't have a man, mad because they don't have the right job, mad because their nails not done, their hair not done. Maybe they're mad because they don't have any children. They're mad because they're not wearing the latest clothes. They're mad because their waistline is bigger than the 34. They're mad about everything. And instead of taking that energy and fixing the issue at hand, they decide to attack women by saying other women, by saying, she thinks she all that. She thinks she cute. She thinks this. She thinks that. You don't know what that woman thinks. So instead of us looking like what Ms. Davis had mentioned, instead of us looking at someone's outside, maybe we should figure out what's going on inside of ourselves. That's important. So you should go ahead and cop the Diva Doctrine. But the 16 principles she's referring to, I just wrapped that up just now for you guys. Stop hating on each other.
Yeah.
Okay? Have some confidence and value yourself. I've known times, and she said one of her quotes, and I just tweeted it out, the only thing that you should be faking is confidence. That's definitely true. If you don't have it, that's the first thing you need to start with is confidence. Because once you're confident in your own abilities and in yourself, there is no reason to be angry at anybody else. I used to be mad, too. I'm not perfect. I started off as a hater in the beginning. I was mad because girls were light-skinned. I was mad because girls had longer hair. I was mad because girls were skinnier. I was stupid. So what I realized, what I was really upset was, I was really upset about myself. I was mad I wasn't taking care of myself as much as I should be. I was mad because I didn't believe in myself and all the possibilities that were right in front of my eyes. I was mad because all my life I was teased about the stupidest things and didn't embrace it. This is who I am. So I changed my name. I made it plain and simple for you guys to understand. I started working on myself, started applying myself every day when I got up, do my hair, put my makeup on, put my clothes and my shoes on. I started picking out stuff that I like and not what I saw in magazines. I stopped trying to be like chicks on TV and started being myself. And then all of a sudden, I don't even see you other females. I have tunnel vision. I'm going after a goal. I'm going after an ultimate goal. I have no time to be worried about what you ain't got, what you ain't got, and what you ain't got. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So when you have confidence in yourself and you're like, oh, God, I love myself. If I can clone myself, I would be with myself. Then you don't have to worry about what another woman is going through or what she ain't got or what she does have. It's just stupid. And instead of hurting or trying to criticize younger people or other people for that matter, won't you suggest something? Give advice. If you know me personally, if you've ever talked to Gatsu Diva, had a conversation with me, and we sat down and had a heart-to-heart, you cannot say you ever left the conversation without a compliment. I always compliment other women because most of the time, they don't get it because they're so angry, they're so upset. I doubt anybody ever told them anything nice. I don't have a problem complimenting other women. I'm comfortable with my sexuality, and I will tell another woman she is hot in a minute because that is just who I am. Because I feel like if no one's going to tell you today, I'm going to tell you. And I'm not lying. I never tell a woman that's ugly that she's attractive, but I give them something because most of the time, you don't get it. Don't look at me like that. Most of the time, you look at someone differently when they're not afraid to compliment you. I'm confident in who I am. I love myself. I know that my creator created something phenomenal, and I'm willing to work with what I got. And I want the person that I'm talking to and that I'm dealing with to feel the exact same way. So, women, please stop hating on each other and let's support each other. And at the same time, in May, cop the book, The Diva Doctrine, 16 Principles Every Woman Should Know. Let's go ahead and wrap up the show. I'm just going to remind you guys that we need to go to the Cultural Center of India this Saturday in Richmond, Chester, Virginia. That's 5641 Ironbridge Parkway for Fashions Around the World, brought to you by Mauricia Harris. She's the founder of Fashions Around the World, and she's also a member of the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action and Alliance and the Survivor Caucus. She's a proud wife and mother of three, and she is putting this event to benefit It's a New Day Transitional Services. Get your tickets now, $20 for adults, $10 for kids. It's going to be $25 at the door. And you can cop those tickets at itsanewday.org, and that's itsanewday.org, or you can go down to Main Street Spa. Go to Main Street Spa and get them. Go through the website and get them. I don't care. Just get those tickets so you can be there Saturday with Gaps and Diva Radio and GapsandDiva.com. Cannot wait. And it's very important that we go and support this cause, because you don't know how many women are suffering with sexual domestic violence at home and haven't spoke on it, don't know where to turn. It's a New Day. Transitional Services is definitely there to help them, and this event is going to be benefiting them. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, 6 p.m., you need to come on down to It's a Loft Curly Hair Meetup, a Loft Richmond West, 3939 Dublin Drive. Brought to you by Anjali Moon of Crocus Spot. Gaps with Diva Radio and GapsWithDiva.com will be in the building there. This is the support of all those individuals who love wearing their natural hair. Unfortunately, Gaps with Diva does not have her natural hair on this season. However, I do under it, so I'm going to go and support. I'm going to go support regardless. We're going to be taking some pictures and networking, and I'm going to put that on the website for you guys to check out if you don't make it. But you're going to make it. Also, Brother Manifest of Happily Natural Day is expected to be there as well. Mm. So, another great thing I forgot to tell you guys. Some of these individuals who wear natural hair, I used to be one of those who would have products and stuff stored under the drawers, like, you know, in your bathroom or whatever, that maybe you tried and it didn't work for you, or you didn't like the texture or the smell or whatever the case may be, so you stopped using it. They're bringing their products. All those products you have in your bathroom, they're going to bring those products to this event so that everybody else can go through them and use them. Why waste the money when you can give it to somebody else?
Wow.
So get that deck. And then get that deck for that African pride and that aqua velva, and bring it down. Bring it down to our long curly hair meetup. Somebody could utilize it.
That's cool.
That's cool, right? Yeah. So I'm excited, because I'm going to try to give you some, like, conditioner or something like that. I thought this was, like, a fantastic idea. Because everybody, like, you know, people say bring canned goods and stuff like that. No, bring that stuff in your bathroom that you're not using. Bring them salt, the bath salt and the bath beans. All that stuff is just collecting dust in your bathroom.
Epsom salt and all that stuff.
All that Epsom salt. Bring all that stuff. Just bring everything in your bathroom so I can go through it. so everyone can go through it. We're looking for some products. But anyway, also Sunday, my favorite Spring by the Bing going down to 200 East 4th Street.
Going down.
Spring by the Bing is brought to you by Richmond Craft Mafia. I'm telling you, if you into presents and gifts and crafts and artwork, this is the place to be. It's going to be fun. They're going to have designers. Oh, I hope Naughty Paint is going to be there. Oh, she makes her own clothes out of stuff that she got from the thrift store. I'm excited. I cannot wait. I'm doing a video interview. So if you're going to be there. It's a free event. Bring the kids. Come buy something. Because these gifts and artwork and these crafts, they're not going to be found anywhere else. These are exclusive things that these artists made themselves. And you're not going to go to the mall and find anything like this. So definitely come out to that event. That's going in at 5 p.m. on Sunday at Plant Zero, which is right off of Hall Street in the Manchester area, ladies and gentlemen, in Richmond, Virginia. It's brought to you by the Richmond Craft Mafia. Now, Richmond Craft Mafia, they're really about their business when it comes to crafts. I mean, they will rub you out, okay? They will. They will. They're the mafia. They will rub out the mass-produced people. And shout-out to Don Anderson, also Crystal Robinson. They invited me last year. I had a great time, and they are phenomenal, really great people. So nice. I cannot wait to go to that. And if you haven't listened to the show or you just missed the show, go ahead and check out Patricia V. Davis on Facebook. Also go to her website, patriciavdavis.com, and check out her blog as well. I hope you enjoyed the track from Diallo Moss. Go to DialloBeats.com to get more of his music. And follow me on Facebook, Twitter, at GapToothDiva. Check out our website, subscribe if you get a chance, www.gaptoothdiva.com, and check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/gaptoothdiva. I don't really have anything else to say. Also, thanks to our sponsors, As We Grow Child Care and Learning Center, located at 451 East Belt Boulevard, Suite E in Richmond, Virginia. They are currently enrolling for their summer enrichment program. They have rates as low as $60. Call $6 a week. So call them for more information. And the number is 804-233-4116. Speak to Sherelle Hurt. She was 2010 school board candidate, and she also is the founder of the nonprofit organization RAIN, which means Reaching Every Individual in Guidance and Learning. You have listened to Gap Tooth Diva Radio. I am the plus size showstopper, Gap Tooth Diva, and this is my co-host, Bouye Villa.
How y'all doing?
All right, and we're getting ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out on Thursday where we have Gap to Diva Radio's Feature Artist of the Week, Miss Silhouette. She is the Latino Lady Gaga. So we'll see you at Thursday at 9 p.m. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
I'm not a diva. I'm not a diva. I'm not a diva. I'm not a diva. I'm not a diva.